Hello. How's everybody doing today? I don't know about you, but noon came a little bit quicker today than it has in the past. Y'all come in and let me turn on the chat. Just let me know that you can hear me. Already got a hand raised. All right. Well, I want to tell y'all a few things as we, hello, Kendall and Maggie and Susan, be sure that your chat is set to all panelists and attendees for starters, just so everybody can see your chat and not just me, because I'm going to be busy coaching here in a minute. So I want everybody to be able to chat with each other. So be sure it's set to all panelists and attendees. I don't know why it's, well, I guess it makes sense that it's set just to all panelists at first, just so you maybe don't say something that you don't want everyone to see. But with us, we want everyone to see everything, right? And so, yes, it is Women's Day, Betsy, or it's around International Women's Day. I love some of the posts that Sadie put up on the Facebook page about international, or maybe it was on, I think it was maybe an Instagram. It was some really good posts. All right. So, oh my gosh, we have all kinds of hands raised. So I'm going to be quick, even though I want to just kind of give y'all a little overview of what we've got going on, just so everybody's kind of up to date on what's going on here around here. And so literally as we speak, you are receiving the Massive Action Line email, which gives you everything you need to know about what's going on in PNP this week. So, and I brought it up here on my handy dandy computer just so I could make sure I know everything that's going on this week. And the big thing that we've got going on this month, as most of you all probably know, is the accountability course. I want, just for fun, in the chat, if any of you all have started the accountability course or have finished it, let me know what you learned. Let me know what you got out of it, right? Oh, as easy as finished. So tell me what you learned. Just tell me one little nugget. I would love to hear it because I actually just reviewed it this morning. I didn't do the group accountability part yet, but the main meat of the program is only like a 45-minute video or audio that you can listen to. And so you can knock it out real quick and then just work on doing the worksheets in the workbook. So that's what we've got going on. But for those of you all who are new that joined in January, or even if you're an elder and you're just focusing on no BS right now, that's fine, right? There's nothing that says you've got to do the accountability course right now, right? That's something that we're kind of working on together. But if you're just doing OBS and you're good to go, don't worry about it, because that accountability course will always be there whenever you're ready to start doing it. And it's just a great complement to no BS. Someone else was asking about what about the self-love course, right? Is it good to do with accountability? All of our courses complement each other. And there is, you know, no, there are no rules about when you need to do the courses or not do the courses. It's just whenever you want to do one, just do it. You know, maybe get together with your accountability group and, you know, and do a course together. Or just stick with no BS right now, just to keep things simple, right? Because you don't want to get too many things going. I know that happens to me a lot, where I get all these things going and then I don't finish anything, right? And then I get overwhelmed and quit. So don't get into that place if you're just good to go with no BS right now. So, oh my gosh, it's important to ask quality questions. Absolutely, Laura. Excuse me. Ooh, I just had my breakfast a little while ago. sounds like some folks are doing it this afternoon or today, which is awesome. Let's see. Releasing that judgment is everything. Y'all, that's what all of this is about. Releasing the judgment. If we could just make mistakes and just be okay and just move forward, y'all, we'd all have our weight off. Period. Period. It all comes down to what we make mistakes mean. And I'm going to tell y'all real quick about my my week this week, which is was very interesting. And and some folks learned how to make their group better with weekly meetings. I love all the suggestions of how to kind of do your accountability groups. Oh my gosh, there's just so many great ideas. Stop beating myself up. And yes, so yes, if you're Kim, if you're still learning, if you're still in OBS, you are, y'all don't ever think you're behind if you're not doing something, you know, that we're focusing on this month, because OBS is where it's at, period. All the other courses just basically reinforce and kind of focus on one area of what you learn in OBS, but you got to get the basics down first. So that's key. I love how y'all call your car your Rolling University. So, okay. All right. So we've got the accountability course, if that's something that you all are interested in doing. And then we've also got a little assignment. And I am really want y'all to do this because I am doing the Zoom call. It's going to be week after next. So it's not going to be this coming week, but it's going to be on the 16th. I'm going to be doing a bonus Zoom call called the Excuses and Justifications Lab. Doesn't that sound fun? But it's going to be so awesome. So what it says here gives you step one, step two, step three, which I love because I can follow some steps. Listen to the no BS lesson, why it's so easy to overeat, and then make a list of your 10 most common excuses to overeat or ditch your plan. And y'all know I told y'all I was going to talk about my life last week. I had 4 days of overeats last week. So just so those of you who think that, you know, overeating just stops when you lose your weight or when you're maintaining your weight, nope. It always happens. That's why we want y'all to build these skills of not beating yourself up when you make a mistake and when you're not perfect, because there's never going to be a time, there's never going to be a point in time where everything is just figured out and you are, you know, everything is going perfect. I had 4 days of binges, basically 4 days in a row of binging this week. I know that you all, y'all, still sometimes it's hard for me to talk about that, to be honest about that with you all, right? But every time that I share my experience with you all, I know that it's helping somebody out there, or I hope it is. But I'm still figuring this out, you know, 50, 60 pounds down. So I had 4 days of overeats. You can call them binges, you can call them overeats, you can call them, I had a private client the other day say, eating when I'm not hungry. And you can call it that. You can call it whatever you want that helps you share, helps you not judge yourself, helps you not have an emotional tie to just putting food in your mouth. So you can call it whatever you want. You can call it walking down the street. I mean, you can just call it anything you want that just helps you be honest with yourself about, okay, this is something I did and I'm going to work on not judging myself and moving forward and learning what I need to learn. So I got out my discovery worksheet and I was like, okay, what were my excuses and justifications this week for my 4 days? And I came up with a few. I'm bored. It'd be fun to eat right now. You know, I would like to be entertained right now. So let's just eat something. Let me just eat breakfast and then see how long that lasts me. Like, I hadn't planned breakfast that day, and because I usually don't eat breakfast, and I'm like, let me just do a little experiment. You know, I could eat and then see like if I feel different, you know, and it's like, I totally made the excuse, like, I'm just going to do this little experiment, but that was totally like a, a justification just to eat. Like, I hadn't planned that. Now, I totally am all in for experimenting and like planning breakfast one day and seeing, you know, how you feel and all that kind of stuff. But I was creating this big story in my head that I was doing that, but I hadn't planned it ahead of time. So it's not something I needed to do that day. Here's a big one. Y'all tell me in the chat if this is one you've done. I just need to eat the rest of this and then I'll be good. I just need to finish it off, get it out of the house, right? And then I'll just never buy it again because there's not a grocery store right down the street. Oh my gosh, the number of times I've used that excuse or that justification. I mean, I could just keep eating. I could just do that. I could just keep eating. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, that it can be as simple as that. I'm just choosing to keep eating right now. But you got to be honest with yourself about it, right? This is my chance. This is my chance to just overeat, eat whatever I want. Tomorrow, I'm back at it. Tomorrow, and basically what I'm saying is tomorrow, I'm back to perfect. Tomorrow, I'll just get back to doing my plan perfectly. But today, this is my chance. I mean, I'm already off plan, right? I could just eat. I could just keep eating. Fuck it. I just don't care right now. Right? Sometimes it's just fuck it eating. I just need a break. I don't want to think. It's another one. Right? Or it's just like, I don't want to do life right now. Right? But you've just got to get honest about these. And then just see them as just sentences in your mind that you've responded to with food in the past. But they're only just sentences in your mind. And so I want y'all to come up with a list of all of your excuses, maybe some of those. It may be something else. I eat to clean the pantry. I need to clean the pantry out. Another big one is if I'm leaving town, I need to eat this because I'm cleaning out the fridge, right? And I need to eat all of this before I leave town when I could just throw it in the trash if I'm not hungry, right? It says step two, discuss your excuses with your accountability group or post in the Facebook community so everyone can learn, right? I've given y'all mine. So now it's your turn. Make plans to attend, the excuses and justifications lab to learn how to use the model to bust your bullshit. So I'm going to do the work myself on me and my excuses and justifications that I made last week. And then I want y'all to come to the call. It's going to be on Monday, March 16th. So it's a week from tomorrow, right? And just bring me all your excuses. And let's just do models after models after models. And really just bust these out. But the first step is to become aware. And the best way you can do it is just to look back at all your discovery worksheets, right? Because you're going to see the same excuses and justifications over and over again. So, but you got to get honest about what you're really saying to yourself, you know, and some of them, you know, it's a great exercise in just not judging yourself, just to come up with the excuses to begin with, because this like one where it's like, I could just keep eating, you know, I could really get in the shitter about that's the excuse, but you got to be honest with yourself because there's no right or wrong excuse or justification. It's just whatever has worked in the past, whatever you've eaten, you know, whatever has worked to get you to eat, that's what your brain's going to throw up every time. So that's the work I want y'all to work on this week. And then finally, we have the 31 Days of Plans Challenge for March. So for those of you all who maybe haven't started doing your plans yet, get started now. Do not tell me, that's another excuse, right? Do not tell me, oh, it's March 8th already. I'm not going to be perfect, so screw it. I want some of y'all, I want to see, so there's a Facebook post. I'm going to actually, if any of you all, actually, I think maybe I've got it here. No, I don't have it there. Maybe at some point I can bring it up. Or if anybody is in Facebook and can post the direct link to the post in Facebook that where you're tracking your planning, I want to see 1 out of 31 from some of you all for today. Where you just go in there and say, okay, it's March 8th, but I am committed to my weight loss and I am practicing imperfection this month and I'm doing 1 out of 31. Now, you know, it's March 8th. There's no possibility of you doing 31 out of 31. But the whole point of doing this is to practice imperfection and still get some results, right? That's how it works. So who's going to be doing 1 out of 31 today? Let me know in the chat. Okay. So I am going to, I think those are all the Sarah, you're so awesome. And look, Adrienne's 7 out of 31 and it's March 8th, right? She's not perfect either. And we're still here. We're still surviving, even though we're not doing perfect. Lisa's still perfect, 8 out of 31. But what if you just miss one day? So what? Are you going to give up for the rest of the month? Are you going to keep going in imperfection? That's the question you got to ask yourself, because I'll tell you from experience, that's the way it works. Oh, thank you, Susan. I think it's Susan who did the post. Let me just click on it and make sure that's the one. Yes, it's a beautiful picture of Corinne sitting in her chair, doing her plan. And so that is the link. Thank you so much for posting that. Okay. I will hush up now and coach some of y'all. And I know my friend Amaka was first in line. Let's see. We've got Amaka. Sorry. And then I'm going to pronounce it Nanu, but I'm going to make sure I'm pronouncing it right when I talk to her. And Debbie and Laura. Okay. So I'm just going to see how many I can get through in the next hour or so, and we'll go from there. Hello. Oh,
start video. Okay.
There you go. Hey, lady.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Is that good?
Not good.
Tell me.
I feel like I'm going to cry in probably within 90 seconds.
Okay. Let it out.
I just been struggling probably 60 seconds. I've just been struggling recently. Well, not recently, like for a while now. And I'm coming to April camp, mm-hmm. but I'm terrified to come.
Why?
Just because I've been doing so poorly and I've gained like my weight plus more, mm-hmm. but, the main thing I've been struggling with is just like the relationships that I want but don't have. I wrote before I started like a little TDL and mm-hmm. I had a question that which I changed to a thought is, why doesn't anyone want me? And then my thought obviously is no one wants me. And I think it's just like, I just feel like I'm going to be 30 and a half on Friday, mm-hmm. still single, still alone, still like miserable with mm-hmm. that. And I try to like talk myself into thinking, okay, well, I know I have a good personality and I know I have this or that, but then I'm saying no one can really know that because they see this. And then it's just, I never get a chance to show that part of me. So I just feel like, what's the point at times or and such?
What is the point? That's another good question to answer, right? It's another question. What's the point? Well, what's the point of what? What are you asking yourself? What's the point of?
What's the point of
losing weight?
Well, I know that there are other reasons why I want to lose weight, so I don't mm-hmm. know if that's necessarily completely correlated, but mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out, yeah, what's the point of, I guess, like, getting out of my comfort zone. Like, mm-hmm. I wrote, like, even the thought of socializing with people makes me nervous, because if there's no chance, or I won't be really even, like, engaged in, then what's the point of trying? Let me just stay in my...
Because if you keep thinking nobody wants me, yeah, there is no point.
Yeah.
Right? But you see that this is a thought?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go up here, right?
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Because I don't think you've polled every single person on the planet and they have said, yeah, no, Amaka, no, I don't want you.
I guess it's like, it's weird. I feel like in a lot of things in my life, I want the best out of things. If I can't get the best, then I just don't even, then it is like, what's the point if I can't get the best? So I want the best looking guy. I have, like, and I think I know business wanting the best looking guy, because who am I? I'm not, like, there's obviously much more attractive people to match up. So I think.
Well, I almost think it's like, you want, what you mean when you say I want the best is that I want to find someone without having to, like, work at it very hard, and, like, without having to, like, find a bunch of people I don't want first.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I feel like I've always, the things that I've, still the same trend, the things that I do really want in life, I haven't been able to achieve. And things that I, not that are easy, but the things that I don't really care much about, I can get it done. Like, you know, I never wanted to be a nurse practitioner, but I am, because, I mean, all you got to do is really, I mean, I did well in school. I did well enough in school. Like, all those things, mm-hmm. Those aren't as big of a deal. All things that are big deals for me, it's just like, I haven't done any of them.
Why not?
Maybe, like, just disappointment.
Yeah, like, you've had to, like, again, make mistakes, right? I think about your improv stuff, right?
Yeah.
All of your, you know, it's like, think about all the mistakes you've made, right? All the failures that you've had with that. Yeah. Right? But that's what it takes. Right? When something is really important, that's all covered in this accountability course. I was just listening to it this morning.
Yeah.
It's all about, if it's really that important to you, then you'll just keep going.
Yeah. I guess I'm just tired of doing it alone. And I know people are going to be like, what do you mean doing it alone? You have an accountability group and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But it's, I don't feel like it's the same. I feel like I just don't connect with anybody, and that's something I'm working on with my therapist and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just feel like no matter what I do, I still end up doing it alone. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired.
Yeah, because you keep thinking that nobody wants you. It's like a cycle, right? It's like, nobody wants me, so I'm not going to put myself out there. And then, but I want to be with someone, but nobody wants me, and so I don't put myself out there.
Yeah, it's
right.
It's
like this cycle that you just keep repeating over and over again. Because it's like, nobody wants me. How does that feel?
I'm trying to figure out if this is the thought, but I feel miserable.
Miserable? Sounds kind of hopeless.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're feeling miserable and hopeless, yeah, you're not going to go out and try to change anything.
Yeah.
Even if you want to. Because you still have this thought that keeps coming back.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though, because, I mean, again, in the accountability course, Corinne talks about this, where it's like just thinking, you know, changing your thought to, okay, I just keep thinking nobody wants me. It's just a thought that I just keep having. But do you believe it?
I feel like, honestly, now, yeah, I still do believe it. Like, I still feel like like, I'm never going to be the only person in the room, so I'm always going to be, like, the last option.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you need to do to change, you know, to change something in this cycle?
I'm trying to focus on improving myself, and at least, like, start to like me a little more. I have my moments, but I feel like it's weird if I isolate myself that I'm in my own little world. But if I go outside, I get hit with reality. I'm like, oh wait, no, I'm not really that good. So let me just go back into my own.
So you're
world.
Letting like reality tell you how good you are, right? You're letting like the world,
yeah,
tell you how good you are, as opposed to like, no, that's not how it works, right?
Yeah.
You got to tell yourself how good you are every day. And the world is doing its own thing. So for you, I think it's just a starting with, I keep thinking nobody wants me. And that's okay. That's one of my favorite kind of
laddering thoughts.
Like laddering thoughts, exactly. I mean, you can put any thought in there, right? But it just reminds you that it's a thought, because when you just keep saying it over and over again without reminding yourself that you're thinking it, then it becomes a C to you, right? It becomes a fact.
Yeah.
Or it feels like a fact. It doesn't, you know, it's not one. Not a fact. It's never one. But it feels like it feels true to you, right?
Yeah.
So how does that feel when you think, I keep thinking nobody wants me, and that's okay?
I feel like 30 years of thinking this way, it's very hard to just change it. I think I might still Kathy's and say curious to see kind of like what, because I don't think neutral is correct for me.
No, yeah. No. So, I think curious is one of my favorites too, right?
Yeah.
We throw that out there all the time, because it doesn't have to be like, I mean, it's not rainbows and daisies.
No, yeah.
Right? But it's just like, I mean, you already are starting to get curious, because you said, oh, well, that's probably coming from like 30 years of just thinking the same thing over and over again, right? Yeah. It just gets you back into like, oh, yeah, it's a thought that I've just been thinking over and over again, and probably have been, and you've been like giving it oxygen, right? You've been giving it, you know, you've been basically believing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then operating as if, you know, and then going through the model, right? So it's just starting with kind of cracking open the door of, okay, this feels really true to me right now, but what if it was just a thought? What if it wasn't true? Because again, I haven't polled every person on the planet, so I really can't prove.
And no one, yeah.
That nobody wants me. And, you know, maybe there's just a different option out there for me, a different thought out there for me. I wonder what it might be.
Yeah.
And that's where the curious comes in. So when you're curious, what are you doing or not doing?
I'm not isolating as much. I would probably try things and stop quitting things as often or as easily.
It's like, you know, it's just kind of looking at what you've been doing so far, right? To when, you know, we're talking specifically about getting into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what have I been doing in the past that has either worked or not worked? Right. It's like, you know, when you're coming from this curious place, it's just like, okay, what has worked for me in the past? What hasn't worked? And I'm going to make a list of, I want you to make a list of 10 things that you could try to just do something different. But also, what's going to need to be in here? How else are you going to need to feel to try 10 new things?
My first thought was hopeful.
Mm-hmm. What does it feel sometimes to do new things?
Scary.
Scary. Uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, to be exciting.
To be exciting. My one of my favorite feelings is like excitedly scared and nervous.
Yeah.
So it's like this combination of, you know, positive and negative or whatever you want to call it, right? It's like this combination of all these feelings together. But when I'm going to do a speech, you know, at my Toastmasters group or whatever, it's like, I feel nauseous. I feel excited because I'm like prepared, but then it's like, what's going to happen? And I don't know what's going to happen. And somebody's going to be evaluating me. And it's all this big mixed bag of emotions. But in that moment, it's like, okay, I think this is what like living is supposed to feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to feel like you're scared, but you're excited all at the same time. But most of us are, you know, on the couch with Netflix and a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, it's just a matter of trying some stuff. Uncomfortable. You also said hopeful. And I mean, I'm kind of breaking the rules with the model because I have a bunch of feelings in here, right? Mm-hmm. But you could separate them all out into different models.
Yeah.
And like, what thought could I have that, you know, that makes me feel hopeful? What could I think about hopeful? Like, maybe I could think something different.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? Like what with uncomfortable, it's like, okay, this is going to feel different. I like the word different because it's like, it's not hard, even though hard is okay. And that works for some people, but it's like, this is just different and that's okay. Because again, I'm used to Netflix and ice cream, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's different. So you're getting some amazing, chat, by the way. So 10 things to try is what your homework is. And again, different, right? 10 different things to try. And that's the work, right? That's the work for weight loss. That's the work for changing your life in any way. Mm-hmm. Is okay. What I've been doing so far hadn't worked. So apparently I need to tweak something. I need to just do something new. And yeah, it's going to feel scary at first, but you go back to, but I really want this.
Yeah.
And I hear it in you. I hear it. How much you want to be with someone, how much you want to lose weight, right? All of this stuff is the same. But you got to keep reminding yourself why you want it. But you got to start with wanting to be with yourself and your relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to ask yourself, okay, why do I not want to be alone so bad? What's so bad about being alone? Somebody was saying that where it's, you know, we got to love ourselves first. And that's totally true.
Yeah.
So why do you want to be with someone else?
I just feel like I feel like I have like sounds corny, but I feel like I have love to share, and I don't, like, I just want to share wins, I want to share losses, I want, you know, companion, and I feel like everyone that I know is at least paired off, if not just having kids, and I just feel like I would like that.
Mm-hmm. But you got to start talking about it, like, in a different way, right? Like, you, like, I want you to, like, go back and watch this.
Oh God, no, I never watch myself. I'm always just like, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, there. Well, that's number one on your list, right? That, I mean, literally, that's number one on your list, is to go back and watch this. You did not ever even look at me when you were saying that, right? You got to talk about it like, this is why I want to share my life with somebody, because I want to, you know, I just want to be with somebody. I want to share my successes. I want to hear their successes. I want, this is all this stuff that I want. I mean, you've got to start acting like what's going on in your mind and what you want so bad. You got to start acting like that, you know, outwardly.
Yeah.
It's like what you put out into the world, you get back. Well, you got to put it out there.
What'd you say? That's why I'm not getting anything back.
Yeah. You got to put it out there to get it back. And that, I mean, and I'm not saying it's not scary and uncomfortable. But that's, I mean, you know, someone's not just going to knock on your door. Right?
Yeah.
But again, it's got to start with, someone said, marry yourself first. It's like, you got to start with, you got to like yourself before somebody else can like you.
Oh.
And you can't let someone else liking you then mean, well, if someone else likes me, then I like me. No, it's got to start with you liking you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to start there. Because again, if you don't like you, you putting anything out into the universe is not going to, it's not going to be authentic. It's not going to be, and like, you're so amazing.
I know. It's just, I feel like, yeah, I still get, like, I can't get past, like, no one's going to know that when they see, like, the outward. Because I feel like that's still.
That's another thought that's just keeping you stuck.
Yeah.
Because there are guys that are people, or, you know.
Guys.
Okay. But there are guys that don't give a shit about that. Most guys, actually, that I've been around. It's just, it's not as important as we think it is.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, just remind yourself, that's another thing you keep thinking, and that's okay, but it's still a thought. Yeah. That, oh, I have to lose weight before I can get into a relationship. No.
Yeah.
If you put yourself out there with your amazing personality that I know you have, then that's going to be way more important. But it's just like, you come across different because you are yourself. And like, physically, you are different because you're authentic and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all connected. It's all connected.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So number one is to go back and listen to this.
Yeah.
And then I want you to post your 10 things. Will you put them in Facebook and tag me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 10 things you're going to try. At least 10.
Yeah. I think Nicole, one of my accountability persons is here, so she will call me out.
Okay.
So I'm assigning her to call me out.
You're in charge of keeping her accountable, and go through this accountability course.
Yeah, I need it.
It's all about your relationship with yourself. That's what it's all about. And that's what it all comes down to with all this, with, you know, being in a relationship with someone else, with losing weight. It's all about, like, how you talk to yourself. And when you're talking to yourself, that nobody wants me and that I've got to lose weight before, you know, I can move forward, then that's just a story that's not helping you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Oh, I need to mark the time here. Okay. There we go. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I can't see you. Let me see. I'll ask you to start your video. There you are.
Okay.
Hi. First, how do you pronounce your name?
It's Nanu.
Okay, Nanu. Okay. Is that right?
And I'm sorry because I have to take my shower and everything, so...
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. So, it's my first time on a call. Mm-hmm. And I joined in April last year. And I have a question about how I can keep my motivation. Because since I joined in last year, I gained 10 pounds.
Okay.
And every time it's because I start, I have great motivation, I do all the things. And then when I saw that the scales goes down, it's kind of a release, if I can say that. And I can see myself go back where I was before.
Okay, tell me more about that release. What's going on in your head when you have that release? What are you thinking?
I think that I can have more food that I just put aside for the previous week.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just, I mean, you're, when you lose a little bit of weight, your brain goes, well, we can just kind of, you know, take our foot off the gas a little bit, right? Like we can just, you know, we can eat a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then you eat a little bit more, right? And then you gain the weight back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a matter of what you want to think about a loss. You know, when you lose weight, what do you want to tell yourself instead that will keep you going to lose more weight?
I don't really know. For me, I think about it like it's a good thing. It's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually really impressed by the result.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. It feels like something just, I don't know if I can say that, but something is just a break. And I unable to continue with the same on the same path.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's your thinking, right? It's your thought that, oh well, you know, it may be I can just eat a little bit more. It may be, well, I lost weight this week, but it probably won't keep going down because I've never been successful before or something like that. And so what you've got to do is start to practice thinking something new when you lose weight. So it is, you know, lost weight this week. And what do you want to tell yourself that's something different than you've been telling yourself before?
I have more to lose.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking something like, this is working. I just need to keep going and doing what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is working. Do you believe that this is working?
Yeah, for sure. I believe that.
Yeah. But then you think, you know, But I could, I can eat a little bit more.
Yeah, or that I make great progress. So sometimes it's really scary because sometimes I lose, I don't know if I can say that, but a lot of weight. And I said, wow, that was too much. And mm-hmm. if I continue that way, it won't last.
Ah, okay. That's interesting, right?
So I get kind of scared and I said, maybe I can just eat a little more, or maybe I can have some crackers or rice, banana and peanut butter, you know, stuff like that.
Mm, okay. So that's another thought, right? Like that, if I keep losing like this, it won't last. And but you've got to remember that you're going to lose a different, you know, you're not going to lose a lot of weight. Like, how much are you talking about? How many pounds?
The last time I lost close to 5 pounds
mm-hmm.
on the week.
Okay, so lost 5 pounds in a week is your circumstance. So what if you lost 5 pounds a week for the next 2 months?
I will reach my goal, which is just mm-hmm. 30 pounds.
Okay.
And it will be amazing. If I could just lose 30 pounds in 2 months, it will be amazing.
Okay. Do you think that that's going to happen?
No.
But probably not super realistic, right? I mean, because an average rate of weight loss is about 1 to 2 pounds a week if you're, you know. But, yeah, you may lose 5 pounds on some weeks. But that doesn't have anything to do with whether you're going to keep it off or not. Right? I mean, you're going to keep it off if you just keep doing our four basics.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so the whole thing is like, okay, I lost 5 pounds this week. That's great. I'm just going to keep going. That's kind of what this is. This is working. I'm going to keep going. No matter what. Even if you feel scared, even if you feel, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen the next week, but you just keep going with the four basics.
Yeah.
What's coming up for you when I say that?
With the four basics, actually I challenged myself to drink the water, mm-hmm. The sleep too. But I'm at my plus two. I do that regularly,
mm-hmm.
and I made the 24 hours plan every single day since I start.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I tell myself that it's not really the four basics. It's because I eat a lot of vegetable, protein, healthy fats, and I think that gives me the result, but I'm not sure about the plus two or the minus two. So.
Okay. But you're working on it, right? You're working on it. Yeah.
I'm liking it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got to be aware, like you're telling yourself a story that it must be the food that's, you know, the type of food I'm eating, right? But that's just a story that you're telling yourself. You can just decide to think that, okay, what I'm doing is working. You got to trust yourself, right? And trust the process. And just mm-hmm. say, okay, what I'm doing is working. I'm just going to keep going. You know, with the four basics, with my food choices, all of that. And then just see what happens.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but you got to also kind of be aware of what you're telling yourself about, you know, like losing weight too fast. I mean, is that really something that you need to be worried about?
I'm just worried that I will be unable to sustain, you know, that weight.
And why? If you could just keep doing the four basics, why wouldn't you be able to sustain?
Because it's happened already in the past.
So what?
When I did some diet, crazy diet.
Okay, so, but you're not doing a crazy diet anymore, right?
No.
You're doing something new.
Yeah.
And this is a way that you can live for the rest of your life. Right? So it's not the crazy diet that you did. That hasn't worked, right? That didn't work. But you've got to just work on believing that this will work. Because it's something I can do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got to just work on trusting the process, right? Because you do have a lot of evidence for in the past that this hasn't worked for you. But at some point you just got to say, okay, this is different. This is something I can do forever. And I'm going to just keep going no matter what. Even when I feel doubt, even when I feel fear, I'm just going to keep going because this is working. This is working for me.
Okay. Because when it's working, usually it's because I put some food aside, so it's not really sustainable.
Okay.
And about making a realistic plan, it's for me it's realistic, but
is it realistic or is it not? You say it's realistic, but then you say it's not sustainable. So which is it?
I guess I'm lost in that because sometimes I think it's because of my previous diet. So yeah. I have some rules of, I know which foods help me to reach my goals, but...
are they sustainable forever?
Not forever.
Okay. So you've got to start with everything that you are doing. You've got a question, is this something I can do forever? And if the answer is no, then it's not going to work for you. If you lose weight, you're going to gain it back. It's going to be the same thing that you've done every other time, right?
Yeah.
That's what we are about here, is to be realistic and do something that we can do. We are all about losing weight the way that we are going to live it for the rest of our lives, because we've done it so many times. I did it so many times. We're like, I just want to lose the weight. I just want to get, I just want to lose it. And then I'll figure it out then. No, that never works, right? You always gain it back. So I want you to really just make an assessment of everything that you're doing right now and ask yourself, is this sustainable for me for the rest of my life? It has to be for this to work and for me to keep my weight off.
Okay.
Okay. That's where you've got to start. You've got to start with being realistic and doing something that's sustainable. And that may mean that it's a little bit slower weight loss, right? Mm-hmm. But it's weight loss that is going to stay off forever. If you just keep going and keep doing what you need to do for the rest of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's different, right? It's doing something different.
Yeah.
It's doing something new, but that what you did before, it didn't work, or you wouldn't be here trying to lose it again. And it's scary to do something new. That's what we've been talking about all day today, right? It's scary to do something new when you don't know what the result is going to be, when you don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
But what you've done in the past hasn't worked. So it's just a matter of kind of working on just looking at everything that you're doing and saying, okay, is this realistic and doable for me for the rest of my life? That's where I want you to start.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, just start there. And then if you have, you know, any other questions, you can come back on here, you know, with a call, or you can post and ask coaches, or even post in the Facebook group. Okay.
Okay.
So. All right. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye. That's so important, y'all. That's so important for what y'all are doing to be sustainable and to be realistic and doable and not just focus on getting the weight off, right? Okay, Laura. We got Laura, Debbie, and Susan. Try to get through all y'all.
Start video.
Hello.
Hi, sorry. I didn't realize that I was next. I am just busy doing all kinds of
stuff. You got your little haircut, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Betsy?
Good. I'm getting mine cut this week. It may be a little bit short next time you see me.
We were just saying how much we like it. Like, it's really looking cute. The bangs are kind of growing out.
Yeah. We'll see. You never know. When I walk into the salon, I never know when I'm going to.
And we look at this. Like,
hey. I thought I heard somebody else over there.
And look, we're having, this is also.
What are y'all doing?
Oh, we are peeing the whole weekend long. This is my, I made this site for her about a year ago when she did a run, and I have taken it to other PNP events. And so we have this. We are actually vision boarding. We're cutting stuff.
Oh my gosh. Love it. Okay.
It's fun. But
yes.
Let me move that down just a little bit more there. And okay. So now let me get my binder out. So here's what I wanted to talk to you today on, because I know that this is something that you do. For the next 60 days, my goal for the next 60 days, I really looked at my overeats and realized that a lot of it was eating when I'm tired and eating when I'm driving. Like, if I'm driving and I'm tired, it's just not a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
Decision for the next 60 days, I will not eat in the car, which is kind of big for me because I do that quite a bit. I was like, okay, I can do this. It's going to take a little planning. It's going to take a little some organizing. And so since the beginning of this, I have been just riding. I no longer eat in the car while driving. Just no longer eat in the car, actually, sometimes while driving. Saturday, when I came out here, it was a 3-hour drive. It was my first for real, like, okay, I'm starting. It's going to be about 3 hours to get there. Checking in. It was early in the morning, so I was like, okay, I'm not hungry right now. I've got my coffee. I've got my water. I'm good. About 2.5 hours into it, I started realizing that I was getting my kind of the first urge, tired, and the urge to eat. So I just checked in with myself and said, okay, I'm not hungry. You just drink your water. We're almost to the place where we're meeting at. And it ended up being, you know, it was good. It was okay. I didn't have anything to eat, so I didn't really have a choice versus stopping and getting it. However, Monday, I'm going to be driving out to California. And so it's going to be 10 hours in the car for 2 days. And so now I'm like, all right, I've done everything I know to do, but I just wanted to talk with you about it. So I have my TDLs, mm-hmm. and this is my, like, basically my unintentional. I have my reasons why I've talked about it. I'm good with that. But so my unintentional model, so the circumstance is no eating in the car. Unintentional is this is going to take forever and be so hard while I'm driving the cross country. Feeling is dread. The action is create drama, white knuckle, maybe F it, and just grab something and do it anyway. And the result is I make it hard and I make it miserable and then, you know, possibly, you know, have my F it. So unintentional, I can make a plan.
And you mean intentional? You mean intentional?
Yes, my intentional. Yeah. I can make a plan and I can execute like a boss. And that feeling was decided, like determined or decided. Like, I've decided I'm going to do this. And then so my action was make a plan, have options, check in when needed, like when need help with accountability. And then the result and the 2 days of travel with pride, wins, and successes. So really my question is, how do you do it? I know that you talked about this, like you've talked about when you're driving, you stop, you pull over. What are signs you look for? Like, what are the breath breaks you give yourself? Like, I just need a part of the plan, I guess, because this is
First, I'm going to start with a model because, you know, we're talking about being realistic, right, and doable and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Decisive is great. That's one feeling that you mm-hmm. definitely like, okay, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Discomfort is going to be literally along for the ride. Like, when you were talking, I was picturing a time when I was driving to Nashville for some sort of event or something. And it was like, okay, you know, I ate right before I left. It's going to be five and a half hours. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm probably going to get hungry in the next 5.5 hours. But you know, this is my opportunity. I have nothing else to do but sit here and just get really curious and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was definitely some discomfort in the mix. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you just got to be realistic where it's like when you start feeling, you know, I was at a full on -2 and, you know, maybe -3 or something, you know, before I got into town, it was like, you know, I'm going to be eating dinner, you know, in a little while after I get into town. So there was absolutely no reason for me to eat, you know, during that trip. Mm-hmm. And so it's just saying, okay, I'm not eating. But, you know, I'm going to probably feel some discomfort.
Okay.
So it's just like my brain, but it's such a great opportunity to just practice listening to your brain and to just hear it because you'll go back and forth and back and forth. And you may even want to, you know, you could do like the voice memos on your phone or something while you're driving just mm-hmm. to kind of talk out. What's right. going on your head? Just get really curious.
In my head, right?
Yeah, curious is the other one, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just, wow, you know, when I start to get that hunger and then, you know, it starts to kind of grow and you can just, I mean, I like to see it as this amazing opportunity to just listen to your body for like several hours, you know, as your hunger kind of increases.
Until I really get hungry. And then, then I will stop to eat. It's just more getting tired. Like I get tired, I start. And that has been for such a long time. That's been an excuse to, mm-hmm. I'm tired. I got to keep driving. I can't stop. I just need to eat something to stay awake. So okay. Getting tired, like when I was coming over Saturday morning, that I've started like kind of zoning out a little bit, getting tired. And it was like, oh, okay, I'm not hungry. Like I check in, I'm not hungry. That's so funny.
So for you, it's a matter of, it's like, it's all about obstacles and strategies, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So with this plan, you want to, I mean, obviously decide what you're going to do about food, but then, mm-hmm. okay, if I start to feel tired, you know, I'm going to say, okay, when I am at this level of tiredness, mm-hmm. I can stop and, you know, I'm just going to get curious, right? I'm just going to experiment. This is my opportunity to experiment. Like, do I really need to eat or drink something when I'm tired? Or do I just need to stop the car, walk around the car, you know, a few times or whatever,
right?
And then get back in the car and get back on the road, right? And yeah. I'm just going to say, and then I'll give myself, I mean, really have it all laid out very okay. clearly where there is no question of what this you're going to do and, you know, and food is not a part of it, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to stop and, you know, walk around the car 5 times and then get back right. in. And then if right. I'm still tired in 30 minutes, if I'm still tired, I'll stop. And, you know, maybe take a 10-minute nap in the car.
Right.
See how I feel after that, right? All of this stuff is just experimenting, just playing with.
And I don't feel like part of me thought, like, I'm not going to have any food or snacks in the car because I'm not driving anywhere where when I do start getting hungry that I can stop and I can, you know, plan what I'm going to eat. And part of me thought, well, is that like white knuckling? Is that kind of the same as not? But I think for this first like long trip, I don't know. I also don't think it's like, I don't think that's a bad plan either. Like, because
it's
in the
only white knuckling, if your thoughts create white knuckling.
Yeah. If I'm driving. Like, yeah. That's true. But I really don't think it is. I think for this, like, cause one of the things that I usually do is, oh, well, what snacks can I have when I'm driving? I have all the, you know, all the stuff there right in the seat next to me. that I can grab. And if I can't grab it, then I have to do other things. I have to. And if that's part of my plan, then I won't be white knuckling. If I say, okay, no snacks, no food in the car, you'll have your water, you'll have coffee, those are okay. And just...
And yeah, and you want to set your intention. I mean, like, you want right. to, I mean, and that's all an intention is just a thought that you're thinking. And you want to set the intention of something like, okay, this is my opportunity. You know, I like to really frame it in a really positive way. Like, this is my opportunity to really experiment and see what I can learn,
okay.
you know, on this trip.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
something like that where it's just, okay, I'm going in with this intention. And so then when I have these urges or whatever, because, you know, you're going to have urges, you're going to get tired, you're going to, it's like, what an amazing opportunity to.
Yeah, what an amazing, because how many, I don't have opportunities where I drive 20 hours very often into, you know, in a couple days like that. I don't do that too often. So this is really, yeah, it is really a great opportunity to do this.
And then you, like, you have this evidence that you can be in the car for a really long time.
Right.
And
right.
then, so then when you're going just from here to there, you know, on it, you're like, oh my God, I got this, you know,
yeah.
that's no
yeah.
big deal. Right. And so, but that's all your thoughts that are, you know, are creating that for you. So, yeah. So keep us posted on how it goes and what you learn and, you know, what mistakes you make and what you learn from those. And, you know, cause
right.
it's like, it's not a matter of it going perfectly, right?
No, it doesn't have to do that. It is what I'm learning, what I'm going to learn from it. I'm leaving Monday. I'm driving all day Monday and all day Tuesday, and then I'll be at my aunt's for a couple days visiting, and then I have about another 7-hour drive to get to my final destination. So, you know.
Yeah. All kinds of time to just, I mean, I love the word play. Just like all kinds of time to just play. To just play with my thoughts, with my hunger signals, with my body, with, you know, just to really see what I can learn.
That's true. And it really is a good way to dial into my hunger and say, are you really hungry, or is this tired, or is it just your mind trying to trick you into
right.
thinking right. what other, and kind of get curious about how it feels in my body also. Okay. And become aware with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted on what you learn.
Bye. Bye, Betsy. Thanks, Betsy.
All right. See ya. Bye. They're having a little party. What are they making? Vision board party. Okay. Debbie and Susan and Kathy. Debbie's. I know Debbie's been waiting a little while.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi. Let me ask you to start your video.
Okay.
There you go. There you are. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I've been sitting here telling my husband all the reasons that I shouldn't be on the call, but here I am.
Okay.
So, I have been struggling this week with a couple of things. I have had some really great things this week. Milestones that I have reached, but I'm really struggling with a feeling of not deserving them.
Mm.
And I've brought this to my accountability group. We had a Zoom call this morning, and I've done a lot of TDLs since we hung up. And for anybody who has cancer, I am really sorry I'm going to say this. Let me just first start, because this is kind of a crazy. This is how my brain is. So I had a good weight loss this week. And all I kept saying to my husband this week is, I probably have cancer. Now, that is just such a silly place for my head to go to, but it has always gone to things like that. Mm-hmm. Amy in our accountability group is a doctor, and she assured me that that is not why I'd be having other things. And she got a little giggle out of it, which I love her, and it was fabulous. So I've been struggling with not feeling that I deserve these things. It let people take away the value of the work that I've done. And instead of celebrating what I've done, I spend more time listening to those things that people say in my head. And it's really really difficult. And I posted a face-to-face Friday picture on Friday. And instead of putting me in a good place, it put me in such a bad place. I mean, nobody could understand why. And I don't understand why it affected me the way that it did. Mm-hmm. So I spent some time this morning trying to figure that out. And I don't want to be like my mother. And one of my best friends looked at that picture, the before picture, and she's like, all I see is your mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm so worried that I will be my mother. And I think that I probably saw it too. And then that combined with, I mean, at camp in October, I got that beautiful award with my pen that I use every day. And I was telling somebody about it later and said, I don't know why they picked me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a thank you. I loved it. They said, oh, they probably put a bunch of names in a hat and they drew yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's true.
Okay.
No, I'm going with it's not. And then I eat ice cream on the regular. And my sister said, well, the only reason you're losing weight and eating ice cream is because of Halo Top. So I'm letting everybody else's thoughts ruin my journey. And I don't know how to change that.
If you had to guess, what would you say you need to change? What do you need to do to change that?
I guess my thoughts about myself.
Well, it's yes, for sure. But it's, you know, but it's also your thoughts about what they're saying.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, what other people say is up in the sea line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything they say, whether it is, oh my gosh, you're doing an amazing job, or I see your mother, you know, in that picture, or what did you say, your sister, it's Halo Top, you know, any of that is up here in the sea line, right? Anybody can say whatever they're going to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not going to worry about changing that or doing anything to change anybody else.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. So it's all, the key is right here. What you want to think about what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of it can just be like, well, that's not true. And you can just move on. Right. And then other times it may need to be, you know what? She just doesn't know. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Or I think about your friend who said, I see your mother in that picture. Where do you think she could be coming from with that comment?
Well, how I look is one thing, but I take it to how my mother was as a person.
Right. She's probably just thought like, oh, Debbie looks like her mother in that picture. That's it. Right.
But
I mean, we don't know, right? We can't read. What's so important is that, I mean, what we can change is what you made it mean. You made it mean, I'm becoming my mother. I'm going to be just like my mother or something like that. Right. When you could just say, oh, that's an interesting comment that she made, or you think nothing about it. Right. Because you don't have to have a thought about every single thing that someone says about us. I mean, we just don't even have to process it if we don't want to. But I think for you, you've got to start with hearing, you know, you got to start with hearing those thoughts that are coming in already. And this is all this is totally covered in this accountability course, where she talks about like saying, that's just a thought I'm having. Like you can say, you know, when you make it, you know, make it mean like, well, I'm becoming my mother. That must mean I'm becoming my mother. If, you know, if my friend said, you look like,
that I look like,
you know, yeah.
Right.
And it's, and you guys just got to say, well, that's just a thought I'm having.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you can call it neurological junk. You can call it whatever you want. Like you can just say, oh, that's interesting. I'm thinking that. And then you've got to not go into the judgment. Right. of it in terms of, you know, that's where you are. It's just, you've got to just really start recognizing those thoughts. And that's, you know, doing models where it's like, I made that mean this. Isn't that interesting, right? But that was just a thought I had.
That is a really good, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So if I almost think that if I have maybe just a notebook, so when somebody says those things to me, I can immediately write it down. And if I don't have time then, address it later in what my mind
perfect. I mean, because you can just write, like, you can just make a list of circumstances, like, this is what happened today. These are the facts, right? Somebody said this, you know, and you want it to be direct quote, right? You don't want it to have any of your thoughts in it. It's just like, my friend said, I mean, you can cut and paste from Facebook or whatever, right? And like, that circumstance. And then it's like, okay, I want to do some journaling later on what I made that mean.
Okay.
And, you know, and a lot of times we are reading someone else's mind, or we think we can read someone else's mind about what they really meant. We have no clue. Yep. And most of the time, if you ask them, they probably say, well, I just thought you looked like your mom in that picture. That's it.
Yeah.
And we make it mean so much more, but again, it doesn't matter what they even meant, because we get to decide what it means. Whatever we can make, you know, we can make up whatever we want to make it mean.
Right.
To make it mean. And so, yeah. So you're just really becoming aware of your thoughts about what other people are saying. Mm-hmm. But then ultimately, it's your thoughts about yourself, like you said. I mean, and that's again what this whole accountability course is about. It's about your relationship with yourself and how you talk to yourself on a regular basis. And, you know, I think about last week and the overeats I had and all that kind of stuff. And it was because I was talking terribly to myself. You know, I was just beating myself up left and right. So of course I was looking for relief, you know, through
right. Yeah.
And that's what so many of us do. So it's, but you've got to become aware first of what you're saying and just saying, oh, that's just a thought I'm having. And it's maybe a thought I thought for a really long time, and I just want to start, you know, just being aware and maybe starting to question it. Is that really true? Is it true? Right? Because it feels true, especially if it's something that we've been thinking for a long time, but it's not true. Mm-hmm. Thoughts are always optional, you know?
Right. So if I can write it down, get rid of it, get it out of me instead of keeping it inside of me and obsessing about it, or just being, you know, because I can make myself crazy doing
even just, you know, the act of writing, even just the act of writing it out on a piece of paper and seeing it like in black and white just written out is huge, because you're like, you look at it and say, that's what I was thinking, like, that's, it's not even true, it's not even, you know. And so, but you want it, but you want to just be sure and not go into judgment about your thoughts, but it's just like, oh, this isn't true. So, right,
and I know the things that are being said are not true.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it that Corinne gets her, workout gear from? Blessed.
Yeah. Body wear.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I found something that I want to wear for DSV when I come to Nashville, and I showed my sister. She's like, well, you know, you don't make the money Corinne does. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I deserve to have something nice if I want something nice. Do you know what? And I let that eat at me, but I've got to just let it go.
Yes. And it's just like, but a really powerful thought, especially about what other people are saying, is just like, it's okay that I'm just going to let her be wrong about me. Right. Because we have this urge to like prove people right. Like, like I need to tell her that I make plenty of money and I can buy whatever I want to buy. And it's like, no, I'm just going to let her be wrong and just let her do that if she wants to.
Yeah.
Because I know the truth and that's all that matters. Right. Mm-hmm. I know how much money I make or whatever it is. Right. And it's just, if she wants to think something wrong about me, then that's up to her. I mean, you know, that's, so it kind of takes away that urge to have to always prove yourself right.
And I think, you know what, you hit it right on that. I do. I spend so much of my time feeling I need to prove people right.
Right. And what if you could just let people be wrong and you would just be okay?
And just be okay and move on and go on.
Because you know what's right, you know, you know what's right about you. You know the truth, and that's all that
matters. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I will see you
so at the much better.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Susan and Kathy. Save 20. Yeah, I can get through. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Good. What's going on?
This is the first time I've actually been coached on the online.
Good. Proud of you for getting on here.
You gave me some inspiration because you shared at the beginning that you were having trouble with, you know. So yeah, it was something I needed to hear. And I always get something out of listening. So this is really great. My situation is that I officially started paying for the course for PNP Tribe in September.
Okay.
And then life was kind of crazy. It you know, including, you know, lots of changes in my life. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna give myself another chance to restart in December or January. And here I am, what is it, March 6th or 8th or whatever. And I started out okay. And this is what I do a lot. Start out okay. And I don't sustain the progress. So I start feeling guilty. I had signed up for an accountability group and I feel terrible because I ghosted my accountability group, which is terrible. And I went...
all of this, right, is how you're thinking about it. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I make all kinds of things up in my head.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're saying
just worry. I haven't heard from her. But in my mind, I'm thinking, or, you know, I feel bad because I feel like it's more me just sort of running away from a responsibility that I have to myself that I've joined the tribe and I want to be successful.
Okay. So let's stop right here. That's just something you're thinking, right?
Yes.
So how would you today on March 8th like to start thinking about this that is different, that's going to move you forward and not keep in this same cycle that you've been in before?
Okay. So one thing I can do is, I heard you say earlier there was a tracking challenge, and I didn't know about it on March 1st because I didn't hear about it, but it's March 8th and I can start today.
Okay, so challenge. So that's your action, right? You can start planning. You know, here on March 8th doesn't matter, right? You're gonna. Just start now, start imperfectly. But how do you need to be thinking and feeling instead of like, this is what I always do. And, you know, I feel terrible, right, about ghosting my group and all that kind of stuff. How do you need to think to move forward in a different way?
Yeah. One thing I need to do is stop hiding. I haven't really even told my husband that I'm doing this program. So what that tells you is I don't feel like, and away from the group because I feel like I'm not part of the group because I'm not doing the things that I should be doing to earn my place in the group, right?
Okay, so what do you think? Okay, let's stop there. What do you think you need to do to earn your place in PNP?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, your signal isn't great, but we're going to keep going. Are you there? Oh, shoot.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay. Susan, I'm going to stop your video.
Did you lose me? Am I back?
That helps with the signal. I'm stopping your video.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what do you think you need to do to earn?
You can hear me though?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. What do you think you need to do to earn your place in PNP?
Participate in the steps, the four basics, and follow the plan.
Nope.
Including, no. Okay, so what do I need to do in order to earn? I just need to show up, I guess.
The easy answer is you just keep paying your monthly fee. Right?
Well, sure, yeah.
And I will tell you, I don't know if y'all heard my story in, I've been with Corinne since at least 2007. And I pay $5.95 a month for at least a couple of years before I ever really got serious, before I ever did anything. But I just kept paying my money. And I know now that it was because, you know, I knew. I've just decided that I knew, you know, we were going to get big, and here I am working for her. But she didn't kick me out because I wasn't doing anything.
Right.
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 I mean, I just was like hanging out but thinking that you have to do something, anything to deserve a place in PNP is not going to help you, because the first time that you don't make a plan one day or you don't get your water in, you're going to think that you don't deserve to be here with us.
Right. Right.
But if think about another member, that maybe someone from this accountability group or whatever, that, you know, like if they didn't make a plan one day, would you want to kick them out?
No, absolutely not.
Right. We always
give other people more grace.
Yes. We got to start giving ourselves just as much. Right. We are all here. I love to think about this. This just even gets me emotional when I think about this. We are just all in this together, like just working on figuring this out. Right? I mean, why wouldn't we think anything different about this amazing community that we're a part of? Why would we think that we need to earn our way in, or we need to deserve our place here? We're all just at a different place and we're all just figuring it out. And so if that means for you that you're focusing on one basic right now, or you're doing, you know, or someone else who's lost 150 pounds and they're good to go with all four basics, right? We're all at a different place and we're all accepted here, no matter what. No matter what. Right. And so that's definitely something that I want you to think about, because I mean, for you to just do the planning challenge and nothing else, I'm not even talking about following the plan, assessing the plan. I'm just talking about making a plan for the next 31 days is amazing. Right?
And I think that would be helpful because it would get me into the routine.
Yes.
So it wouldn't be a chore to do it. So I do it for 30 days or 20 some days.
Yes.
And I get into the routine of doing it, it will be a thing that if I didn't do it, it would feel strange.
Absolutely. And that is the whole purpose of us doing these kind of things, right? Where it just helps you. I mean, we talk about this in the Massive Action Line newsletter, like why we do this. And one of the reasons is to just work on building a habit, but it's also to work on, like, if you don't do one day, that you don't beat yourself up so much that you just quit. Right. That you just right back at it the next day.
Just like the all or nothing thinking.
Yes. Just like me with my overeats last week. It was 4 days, but on the fifth day I got up and I made a plan and I followed it that day. Right. And you know, it's just like, that is what this journey is all about, making mistakes and getting back up and just doing it again and you just keep moving forward. So that's the skill that you're learning with all of this. So for you, I want you to, I mean, I think a thought for you is like, I belong here.
Right.
Right. No matter where I am in my journey, I belong here. How does that feel when you feel I belong here?
Yeah. Yep. That feels good.
Yeah. Feels like good. Accepted. Right. And
Feels community.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm part of a community.
Yes, yes. I'm part of something here, right? And how amazing is it, right, that we're all part of this amazing community? There's always just think about women. There are women that are desperate to find us right now, right?
Right.
And how fortunate are we to have found this amazing place? And that's what you focus on is gratitude, right? Is that instead of, oh, well, I'm not doing everything perfectly, so, you know, I don't deserve to be here, right?
Right, right.
So I want you to just focus, totally just focus on this planning challenge this month.
Okay.
And anything else is icing on the cake, gravy.
Whatever
you call it. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bye. All right, Kathy, you're the last one. And then we're going to get out of here. I've got to go see my parents today.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you? Can you see my video?
Let's see. I just asked you to start your video.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Good. Hello.
All right. Hi. What's going on?
Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting on today because I wanted to talk about something that happened on Friday at work. Has caused me to overeat. Well, my thoughts about it has caused me.
There you go. I was about to call you out on that.
Yes. So what happened is that I was supposed to take a trip for work on Monday. And then on Thursday, my employer put out an email saying, like, we're strongly discouraging any travel because of coronavirus fears. So I was thinking, like, if it's not essential, you should not go. So I'm thinking, okay, well, am I essential or am I not essential? And I sort of understood that the scope of the meeting had changed and earlier in the week. And even at that point, I was sort of like, why am I going to this meeting now? You know? And then the email comes out and I said, well, I'm really not essential now. I really shouldn't go. And I canceled my trip. And also my husband was not keen on me going either. So basically, you know, because of all this churn that had been going on, I ended up eating, you know, at work. And
churn, what do you mean by churn?
Well, it's just, I sort of like, you know, I had to contact the people I would be meeting that I wasn't going to be there. So I want a video conference in. Oh, and then, okay, here's a important point, I think, is that somebody else on my team decided that, well, I don't care about the recommendation, I'm going anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I sort of like, well, I'm going to make a different decision for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, might be more essential than I am because he has to physically be there. I understand why he might need to physically be there, but I can video conference it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I sort of came up with feelings of like, or thoughts that, like, I'm letting my team down, overreacting to this situation with the hysteria around this coronavirus and the news and everything. And so I felt silly, you know?
Okay. So,
and yeah, so it was like letting people down and overreacting and feeling silly about my decision.
Well, and really feeling silly. I mean, that sounds kind of okay, but that's really you judging yourself, right? Like,
yeah,
it's really, you're just judging yourself that, you know, I made the wrong decision, or, you know, I should have done something different or whatever it is, right? But I mean, the circumstance is that you made the decision to cancel your trip.
Right.
And what I want you to do kind of as some homework is to really just, you know, make it write out why you decided to do that. You had a reason that you liked, right? I mean,
I have two good reasons. One was, you know, my husband said, you know, I don't feel comfortable with you going.
Okay.
So I appreciate his opinion. So,
yeah.
So I felt good about that. You know, yeah. We have two young kids too.
Yeah.
So, you know, he needs my help at home.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the other one was, you know, we got the email from the employer that says, you know, if it's not essential, we just your travel.
So what is the,
I heard about other, well, It's just like because somebody else on my team said, well, I'm not worried about it.
Right. Yeah. But they just have a different opinion than you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just a matter of kind of really what the intentional thought for you here is, you know, I made a decision. I made the best decision for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right? Where it's just, you know, you're gonna, you know, it's just a matter of hearing that doubt come in, you know, hearing that, well, maybe I should have, you know, they did this, maybe I should have done like that. And it's like, no, you just have to keep redirecting. No, I made the best decision for me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel when I think I made the best decision for me and my family?
I mean, I guess I kind of feels like the default answer. I don't know how to put this. You know, I feel like maybe the email, you know, and that's what's causing like the churn is like maybe the email from the employer was like a kind of more of like a cover your ass move, you know? So maybe it's not really serious. But then I heard about other people canceling their trips
mm-hmm.
for other reasons that I would consider non-essential. They're, mm-hmm. So,
I just think it's, you know, it's, you're allowing these thoughts to, you know, these thoughts to come in about, well, maybe they really didn't mean what they said on the email and, you know, and look at what these other people are doing. And it's just like, it's just, again, allowing yourself to like hear that, but then say, no, I made the best decision. I mean, mm-hmm. it may not even want to include for me and my, but it just, I made the best decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to keep reminding yourself of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doubt's going to come up again, maybe. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, I made the best decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
And over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
It's not just a couple of times, right? Mm-hmm. Because then you might hear somebody else say something, or you might reread the email or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right?
And it's I reread the email several times.
Yeah. No, it's like, well, and you may just want to decide, I'm not going to reread the email anymore, right? Like, I have decided this is the best decision for me and move on, right? Mm-hmm. Just move on. But again, you're going to have to redirect over and over and over again. That's how you work on changing your thoughts. But that is going to probably make it less likely that you end up overeating.
Mm-hmm.
And not let your, because, you know, right now you're not supervising your brain, right? You're letting other thoughts come in that bring in doubt when you've already made your decision.
Right.
Right. It's canceled. It's done. Mm-hmm. And that's your fact now is that, you know, you're not going on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to be entertaining thoughts.
Yeah.
That,
it's useless thoughts.
Yeah.
It's useless. Useless energy.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So, but again, it's just being okay with those thoughts coming in over and over again and having to redirect them over and over again.
Okay.
And because we think like, yeah, again, it'll just, you know, it'll take a couple of times and then we won't have that old thought come in. Mm-hmm. No, it's, you know, it's especially if something else happens, if somebody else says something or whatever, they're going to all come again.
Because I mean, I'm going to video conference into this meeting now over the next days, you know?
And so you're going to need to do some work in terms of like, okay, how am I going to show up? You know, when, again, people are probably going to say something or make, you know, maybe make a comment or something like that. Mm-hmm. How do I want to think about the decision that I've made that was the best for me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how am I going to respond? All of that kind of stuff, right? You want to prepare all of that ahead of time so that you're not, again, letting your brain go wild when somebody else makes a comment or says something. You know, and just, you know, and how can you show up your best with the decision that you made?
Okay.
All right.
Redirect. Yeah. I think that kind of, I heard Corinne talk about that too. Like when she wakes up at night and can't fall back asleep and she's had to always like continually redirect. Cause I have that example too. Like I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and almost every night. And it's sort of like, practicing redirecting.
Yeah. And also being okay. The big thing is being okay that you have to redirect.
Okay.
Like, and not just expecting your brain to just, you know, to not have those old thoughts again, you know, anymore. That's the key because we start to judge ourselves thinking, oh, well, this thought work stuff isn't working because, I'm still having these old thoughts. It's like, no, you may always have those old thoughts, but you can just redirect them to the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. See you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Y'all, we are going to get out of here because I think technically I was only supposed to go for about an hour and a half. Let's see. Okay, Sarah says she's not planned. She's been overeating for about 2 weeks. How do I learn from this and move on? I don't have a record of what I've eaten to do all the discovery sheets. Just do one discovery worksheet with everything. You don't even have to be specific about what you ate for the last 2 weeks. Just do one discovery worksheet for the last 2 weeks of overeating. See what you can learn and move forward. Make a plan today and don't get caught up in doing a discovery worksheet for every day or whatever, right? Just do one discovery worksheet for the last 2 weeks. See what you can learn. See how you want to move forward. Okay. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple because our brain loves to just indulge in all this confusion. And I don't know, should I do a discovery worksheet for every overeat, for every day, for every week, blah, blah, blah. No. How can I make this as simple as possible? Get some learning out of it, but then ultimately just move forward, right? And not indulge in all this confusion. So, all right, y'all, I've got to run. And let's see, I will be back. Y'all are going to have me a couple of times in a row. I'll be back on Wednesday from 5 to 7 for office hours again. Let's see. And I think that's our next call. I do believe, let's see. Yeah. So we've got, office hours on Wednesday, and then MJ will be doing a Q&A on Thursday. So that's what we got going on. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.